This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. For months out of every year, residents in wildfire-prone areas know to expect poor air quality. They put on masks and stay inside when it gets bad, avoid breathing in smoke or fine particles the best they can. But what about when the air quality is always poor and staying inside all day, every day just isn't an option? According to reporting from the nonprofit news organization Capital B, pollution is pervasive in the industrial cities of the Midwest, and the effects of it are felt even more intensely in majority Black communities. And that's driving Black families away from the region. Adam Mahoney is a national climate and environment reporter with Capital B. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So, which Midwest cities did you focus on for this piece, and why?
Yeah, so earlier this year, I traveled throughout the Midwest to report on, you know, the Black exodus from a lot of the biggest once industrial hubs in the region. So we focused on Chicago, Detroit, Gary, Indiana, in addition to St. Louis and Cleveland, Ohio.
Can you make the connection for me between these industrial hubs and pollution and what your story is actually about, which is migration?
You know, as most folks know, during the first great migrations between 1910 and 1970, millions of Black folks left the South towards northern cities, towards Midwestern cities. And a lot of folks settled in these growing industrial hubs. And a lot of these industries kind of thrived on Black labor, right? They were able to underpay Black workers while, you know, Black folks were struggling through these kind of treacherous working conditions. And all the while that was happening, as we now know, these industrial facilities were kind of destroying Black communities with pollution, whether it be from, you know, air sources or water contamination, soil contamination. And once these industries slowly started to die off, it left Black communities kind of trapped, one, without the economic security now, but also with that industrial pollution and the fallout with that in terms of health outcomes. So what we found was that in the Midwest, despite Black folks only being, you know, making up 10% of the Midwestern population, they make up roughly a third of those living in communities that are deemed, quote unquote, disadvantaged by environmental injustices, so by pollution and contamination. So that's a big disparity. A lot of those environmental harms and those health outcomes have kind of led to the Black exodus from these cities, right, as people try to move away from those harms.
And where are people going?
Yeah, it's a little ironic. Right now, the South is the only region in the United States where more Black people have moved to than from since 2000. Huh. A lot of those growing hubs are places like Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina. And I say it's ironic because as folks are leaving the Midwest to escape these environmental harms, they're kind of running towards the epicenter of climate change. And a lot of these growing hubs are places that are constantly hit by climate disasters. And not to mention, they have their own environmental and pollution harms there as well.
What are some of the long-term implications of this, especially for the communities left behind?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen pretty stark and deep fallouts already. I can just use Gary, Indiana as an example, which was a city that was literally built by and for industry. It was founded by the U.S. Steel Corporation, which at the time was the largest corporation in the world. And once that steel production declined and those jobs left, it kind of created this vast hole where now Gary has been dealing with bankruptcy for well over a decade. Gun violence has risen. Poverty has risen. So all of those ills that kind of mark a divested community were exactly born out of that process of deindustrialization that was once driven by the migration of Black folks.
What do you think needs to happen, especially, you know, when it comes to regulations around this stuff, to actually make a difference? Or is this just a trend that's going to happen?
I think there are a lot of factors at play. We live in a system still in terms of environmental regulations where industry and capital kind of dictates progress in terms of lowering pollution. I think at the end of the day, in which a lot of activists and community organizers have shared to me, is that really the only way to guarantee safe and healthy communities is to have these polluting industries not exist there. And that obviously has everything to do with our shift to renewable energy. But really at the end of the day, that is what folks are pushing for, is for clean jobs in their neighborhoods and, you know, not to be overburdened by pollution at the end of the day.
Adam Mahoney is a national climate and environment reporter with the nonprofit news organization Capital B. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.